Bitcoin construction. That's two. Let me introduce myself to begin with. My name is Billy Coen, K-O-E-N. I've been teaching here about 32 years. Do you realize that's longer than some of, probably most of y'all have even been alive? I was sitting here giving lectures of this kind to freshmen a long time ago. The course you're in is Mechanical Engineering 205. It's a course in computers and computer programming. I guess if you would buy into the assumption with me that there'll be more computing used in engineering in the future, and that even right now we need computers, you know why we got you in this course. You just can't make it through modern engineering if you can't use a computer. Now, I'll let you in a little secret. Somebody was making this speech to me when I went through engineering 40 years ago, and guess what they were saying? They took out a slide rule and they said, you got to learn how to use this slide rule. If you don't learn how to do it, you'll never make it through engineering. So I guess things have really changed since then. The textbook is this book right here, and you will need to buy that textbook. The course is based directly on this textbook, and so you'll have to get yourself a copy or you will not make it through the course. The two computer languages we've chosen, and it wasn't me, it was a committee, as you can imagine, to teach in this course are C and MATLAB. The department has decided to develop a web-based course to teach it by self-paced instruction, which means you go at your own pace through it, and to give absolutely everybody in this class who finishes it an A. How would you like to have your first A at the University of Texas absolutely guaranteed if you'll do what I want you to do? My job is to make it a reasonable amount of material, give you a reasonable amount of help, a reasonable amount of computer work, and to get you through. So you're not in competition with each other. What you're in competition with is the material. Now, those of you that already know C, and those of you that know MATLAB, guess what I want of you? I want you to finish those units in 2 or 3 weeks and get out of here. Let me check and make sure I've told you everything. We have a cam in the proctoring room, so you'll be able to see when the two proctors are there to chat with. Someday we're hoping that we'll all be so wealthy that we'll all have our own home computers and you all have cams, and then we can look back at you and see if you're really who you think you are. You're always welcome to come by and see the proctoring room just for a nice little chat. The chat room will be open for you to chat there, or you can come by and see me. In fact, I'm going to log into the chat room and harass you if you're not doing a good job. So there's plenty of personal contact, which is the issue here. Why don't you have fun? Why don't you start off and say, how much fun can I make my freshman year? Most people look back, I do, on my senior high school and my beginning college as the happiest, most fun time I ever had. Why don't you make it fun?